is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 17th of June, 2013. On this day in 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York Harbor on board the French frigate Isere, a gift from France to the United States to commemorate the centennial and the friendship between the two countries that began during the American Revolution. The statue arrived in 350 individual pieces and would not be erected for another 4 months. It's the birthday of novelist and journalist John Hersey, born in China to missionary parents. Graduated from Yale, served as a foreign correspondent for Life and Time. He was commissioned by The New Yorker to write a piece on the aftermath of the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima in 1945. He structured his reporting around personal narratives, focusing on the experiences of six people living there at the time of the explosion. When it hit newsstands in August of 1946, it sold out immediately and was published as Hiroshima soon after. And it's the birthday of poet Ron Padgett, born in Tulsa. When he was growing up in Oklahoma, a dry state back then, his father made a living as a bootlegger. Padgett read voraciously as a child, began jotting down poems in spiral notebooks when he was only 13. He went to Columbia University and studied at the Sorbonne in France on a Fulbright scholarship. His poetry collections include Tulsa Kid, Poems I Guess I Wrote, Great Balls of Fire, and How to Be Perfect. And it's the birthday of the composer Igor Stravinsky, born in Russia, 1882. His first major success as a composer was a ballet based on a Russian folktale called The Firebird. Wildly popular, he traveled all over to conduct The Firebird. Then he got an idea for a ballet about a pagan ritual in which a virgin would be sacrificed to the gods by dancing herself to death. Stravinsky composed the piece on a piano in a rented cottage, and a boy walking outside his window kept shouting up at him that the chords were all wrong. He titled the piece The Rite of Spring. At its premiere in 1913 in Paris, the audience broke out into a riot when the music and dancing turned harsh and dissonant. Police came to calm the chaos. Stravinsky left his seat in disgust, but the performance continued for 33 more minutes, and he became recognized ultimately as one of the most famous composers in the world and the founder of modern music. And here's a poem by Ron Padgett, The Swiss Family Robinson. I never quite understood who the Swiss Family Robinson were. The inversion of their name confused me at an early age, just as the name of Mary Baker Eddy sounded as though she started out as a woman and turned into a guy named Eddie. At Walt Disney World, there is an attraction called Swiss Family Robinson that involves a treehouse, so I assume they lived in a tree. Why they did, I don't know. It sounds rather stressful to me, the fear of falling out. I could look up the Swiss Family Robinson in a reference book, but it's interesting not to know something that everyone else knows. However, I would like to know if there are many people named Robinson in Switzerland. If there are, I would know something that most people don't know. A poem by Ron Padgett, The Swiss Family Robinson, from How to Be Perfect, published by Coffee House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first on the Internet. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.